This is Abe Kiss recording for Maseches Sukkah Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. Now, Gimel Amid Aleph picks up from the bottom of Beis Amid Beis, where they were discussing the story of Hilane Amalka, and specifically that she was sitting in a sukkah that was above 20 amos. Rabbi Yehuda wanted to use that as proof that we hold that his shita is correct and it's permissible to sit in a sukkah that's above 20 amos. But then we also had a three-way machlokas, Rabba Rava and Rabbi Zeira, as to what the reason for a sukkah above 20 amos being pasul is. Rabba said it's kosher if the defanos reach all the way to the top. If the walls go all the way up to the schach, then you can have a sukkah that's above 20 amos, because the whole reason is, l'man yedu d'oraseich, and we want you to see the schach when you're sitting in the sukkah, and if the walls go all the way up to the top, so then you can have it as tall as you want. But Reb Zeira said that it's because it's based on a pasuk of Asukah Til Vitzel Yomam, that we want the schach to be providing the actual shade, and if the walls are so tall, then most of the shade is going to be come from the sun hitting the sukkah at an angle, and the shade is going to be coming from the walls, and therefore he says we need it to be below 20 amos. However, the Gemara and Beis and Beis pointed out that if the sukkah is a length and width, I mean, let's say 4x4 amos, then the shade will be coming from the schach, and it can be as tall as you want. So I'm going to start from three lines from the bottom of Beis and Beis. Beis l'malamanda amar b'she'in defanos megiyas l'schach machlokes. I understand, according to the opinion that we said within Rabbah, that the whole machlokes is when the walls don't reach the schach, because darka shalmalka leishi b'sukkah she'in defanos megiyas l'schach. In other words, it would be normal for a queen to sit in a sukkah where there's an airspace in between the walls and the schach, going gimel and alf now, mishum avira, because you want the flow of air, you want a nice breeze in the sukkah. Eleman damar besukkah kitana machlokes, but if you hold, like the way we explained Rabbi Zeira, that it's only machlokes rebuta in the chacham, can it be above 20 if the sukkah is really, really small, because then the shade won't be coming from the schach, it'll be coming from the walls. V'chidarka shamalka leishi besukkah kitana, would it be normal for such a chashuva lady like Hilane Amalka to sit in a teeny tiny sukkah? So Amar Rav Aravada lo nitzrucha ele sukkah asui kitonios kitonios. He says, yeah, you could read the story even according to Rabbi Zeira. Why? Because it would be like a sukkah that has little rooms inside, like think like little dressing rooms in the store. So the store is huge, but it has like these little dressing rooms inside, where you can have a little bit of privacy. So the Gemara says, wait, a queen would have that? Would a queen sit in a sukkah that has all these little rooms inside? Says Amar Rav Ashi, lo nitzcha lo kitonios sheba. Yeah, if it's a big structure and then it has certain spaces where you can go, then it would be shayach for a queen to have such a sukkah. Rabbanan savri. So how do the Rabbanan understand when they hear the story? Her sons were sitting in a perfectly good sukkah, and she would sit in one of the smaller rooms, mishum tniyusa, because she wanted a little bit of privacy, she wanted to be out of sight. Mishum hachi lo amri ladavar. That's why the Rabbanan didn't say anything to her, because she's pater from the sukkah, so she could be sitting in this really small room that's above 20 amos, and the sons are sitting in the big room that's above 20 amos, and their sukkah is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, and Rabbi Yehuda is learning the story. Her sons were sitting with her, and they were in what the Chacham would call a puzzle sukkah, and Rabbi Yehuda says a kosher sukkah, and they still didn't say anything to her. Okay, end of story. Now we're going to talk about the size of a sukkah. There's going to be two issues that come up over here. Number one is the minimal size of the sukkah, and number two is how you sit in the sukkah. We'll point out that there's a machlokas beishami beisilo by both of these. So Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak says the following: Halacha tzricha shetei machazekes rosho verubo vishulchano. The halacha is the sukkah has to be big enough to hold rosho, his head, rubo, the majority of his body, vishulchano, and his little tray table that he brings in with us. This is a very, very small size. People were a little shorter back then. And basically the size is 7x7 tefachim, which if you try to construct a sukkah is teeny tiny. It's really, really small. I don't think too many people outside of medium-sized children will be able to fit in such a sukkah, but that's the minimum size for a sukkah. Amar le Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, that's the size. Kiman, who is that holding? Like Kibbe Shammai. That is the Shita Be Shammai. Amar le Ela Kiman. Well, who do you think I'm talking about? Meaning he's agreeing. It is like Be Shammai, and that's how we paskin. Ikeda Amri, there's another version of this little discussion. Amar Rabbi Abba. Da Amar le Halacha mani, he says, who says like you? Who are you holding like? Amalei Beishamai. This is Beishamai velo tazuz mina, and don't move away from that. Meaning, yes, it's Beishamai, but still we paskin that way, and that is officially the halacha. Maskiv la Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak has the following question. Remember, maskiv is usually a logic question. Mimai de Beishamai o Beisilel besukkah ketana pligi. How do we know that the machlokas between Beishamai and Beisilel is the minimum size for a sukkah? Dilma besukkah gedola pligi. Maybe they're both talking about a nice big sukkah, but they're arguing about a different case. Kigon, the Yasiv apuma de metulsa. He's sitting in the doorway. Puma means the mouth. He's sitting in the doorway, the opening of the hut. Metulsa is a hut, sukkah. The shulchan betoch habayis. And his actual table is outside the sukkah. So you have a situation where he's in a nice big sukkah, but the table is right outside the sukkah. And if he has bad manners and he's going to put his elbows on the table and then he's going to lean forward, he's going to end up outside the sukkah. And what's the idea over here? De Beishamai, Savri Beishamai, old Garzrinan, Shema Yimashich Achar Shulchanah. Maybe he's going to continue over after his table and he's going to lean outside the sukkah, and therefore they made a gzeira. We don't allow you to sit like this in a sukkah. Beisilel Savri Lo Garzrinan. Beisilel says, no, if you're in, you're in, you're out, you're out. We don't make a gzeira lest you come to lean outside the sukkah. The Dekanami, and I can be medayek, I can be careful in my reading of the words of the Mishnah and prove that Beishamai and Beisilel do in fact argue about this. Dekotani, that we learned in the Mishnah. Misha Hayarosh Yavruv B'sukkah V'Shulchan HaBetocha Bai is somebody whose body and his head were inside the sukkah, but the table was outside the sukkah, was inside the house. Beishamai postlin Beisilel machshirin. Beishamai says that is possible, that's no good. Beisilel says it's fine as long as you stay inside the sukkah. V'im isa, and if it were so that they were arguing about the minimum size for a sukkah, machazekes ve'ina machazekes mibo'ilei. It should have used the words, the sukkah holds his table versus it doesn't hold his table. Machazekes means it has enough space that it can contain the table or not. So it doesn't say that. Right? So he says, so therefore, v'sukkah ketana, so I'll stop there for a second. So that is, so we're assuming now the machlokas Beishamai Beisilel is not the minimum size for the sukkah. Rather, it is about how you're sitting in the sukkah and if your table is outside. Is that a kasher or a puzzle situation? So, frek the gemara, v'sukkah ketana lo pligi, what? You think they don't also argue or they don't argue about the minimum size for a sukkah, v'hatanya, but I have the following brisa, machazekes rosha v'ruba v'shulchano kishera. If it holds his body, his head, and his table, it's kosher. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, ajeba arba amos, al arba amos. Right? It has to be a minimum 4x4 amos. V'tanya idach, and there's a second brisa, Rebbe Omer kol sukkah she'im ba arba amos, al arba amos pesula. If a sukkah doesn't hold 4x4 amos, it's posel. V'chachamim omrim, afilo ena machazekes, el arosho v'rubo kishera. And the chachamim say, even if it only holds his head, majority of his body, not even the table, it's kosher. So what do we see? V'ilu shulchan alo katani. That second brisa didn't say the word shulchan. So now what we have is two different brisas. One says it has to hold rosho rubo v'shulchano, and the other brisa says just rosho v'rubo. So kashin ahadadi. That is a contradiction, one on the other. Elalav shmamina. So obviously we can prove from there, habes shamai v'habes hillel. The brisa that says it has to hold the table in addition to rosho v'rubo, that is shitas beis shamai, and the brisa that says that it just has to hold rosho v'rubo, not even shulchano, that is beis hillel. So beis hillel has an even tinier sukkah than beis shamai, and beis shamai holds that's not big enough. And so far we have said we paskin like beis shamai. Amar Mar Zutra, now Mar Zutra says masnisa nami deka. You can be careful. You can read the Mishnah carefully, and you can be medayik that this is indeed a machlokas Beishamai Beisilel. Midikatani, because what did the Mishnah say? Beishamai poslin, Beisilel machshirin. Beishamai says it's posel, and Beisilel says it's kosher. Now that's not usually the case when it says like, oh, you can or can't do this. V'im isa, right? And if it was just a case where the guy might have leaned outside the sukkah because his table's outside the sukkah, Beishamai omrim lo yotza, Beisilel omrim yotza meboile. It should have said, you're yotze if you sit like that, or you're not yotze if you sit like that. So Bishamay would have said, if your table's outside the sukkah, you're not yotze. And Beis Hillel would say, if your table's outside the sukkah, you are yotze. Ve'ela kasha mishahaya. Yeah, but it's a question because the Braisa starts off, if someone was in such a situation, and then all of a sudden it says kasher and pasul. So what's going on? So liolam betarti pligi. So this is what we mentioned when we started, that really it's a double machlokas. Bishamay and Beis Hillel are arguing over two different issues. Pligi besukha ketana, upligi besukha gedola. They argue in the minimum size for a sukkah, and they also argue in a nice big sukkah if you're sitting in the wrong way. And the Mishnah is missing words, and it has to be read as follows. If someone is sitting in a nice big sukkah, I added those words in, and his table is inside the house, meaning it's outside of the sukkah. Beishamay omrim lo yotza. Beisil omrim yotza. Beishamay says you're not yotze in such a situation. And Beisil says you are yotze as long as you actually stayed inside the sukkah. Vishayna machazekes el kedei rosho verubo bovad. And if all it holds is your head and the majority of your body, and not the table, Beishamay poslin o Beisil omachshirin. Beishamay says that's puzzle, it's too small. Beisil says it's kosher, it's big enough. So man tana, oh, so stop there. So basically, we have a double machlokes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the minimum size of the sukkah. Beis Shammai says it has to be Rosh over Rubo Vishulchano, that's how we paskin. And Beis Hillel says it could just be Rosh over Rubo, that's case number one. And case number two, let's say you're in a nice size sukkah, but your table is inside the house, it's outside of the sukkah. Beis Shammai says you're not yotze, even if you manage to stay inside the sukkah the whole time. And Beis Hillel says you are yotze as long as you manage to stay inside the sukkah. Okay, the Gemara is going to continue with some peripheral halachas, which we will pick up on Gimel Amud Beis. We'll include the end of this Amud with that.